Oh, yeah.
It's me.
I see what you did there.
Tried not to make him sound too like Professor Popkiss.
There's only one man to solve this.
Yes.
Wayne Forrester.
These guys are kickboxing each other all day.
Yes.
I'm indestructible.
Of course. Yes.
Anything can happen in the next half hour.
No, obvious.
Well, what a thrill to be watching new Captain Scarlet with Captain Black himself.
Nigel is the first voice we hear on the opening.
He is, yeah. That's
Dr. Gold.
Dr. Gold.
Ah, so this was another...
That was another body. I tried not to make him sound too like Professor Popkiss.
I mean, do you enjoy it when you sort of have to pull a voice out of the hat, as it were? Sometimes it's very last moment, isn't it? It is. Oh, Nigel, can you do this?
Yes. we were a little bit prepared in this, but yeah. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Just trying to find the right voice. I had to do an American on one occasion.
Right.
And they got another American in to play a double act.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, my American accent isn't going to sound anything like the real American.
Yes.
Anyway, they came back with a note while we were shooting it. To the American actor, can you make it a bit more American, please?
Whoops.
Made me feel good.
Yes.
Now, these sequences were very difficult to do, but we did them very stoically every week.
Yeah.
We would be doing the driving.
Yes, it must have been hell.
It was.
And how long did you spend in this this churchyard? Getting wet.
You can tell, yeah.
As we mentioned last time we met, though, Nigel, one of the joys of audio recording is that you can be anything you want to be.
You can.
In any environment.
Yes, without having to worry about what you look like.
Yeah.
Is complete.
Yes.
Defense are closed. Project.
And there's our lovely CGI Fireball XL5, kind of, but yes. Not really, but definitely yes.
Oh, yes.
Sense of scale, and actually what they did get in this, which wasn't usual in CGI, was the sense of weight of these craft.
Yeah.
It varies from episode to episode because you had four different teams working across the series. Each team would take a different episode.
Right.
So this is the fourth in production order. The previous episode would have been done by a different team. So you can see differences.
Right.
In this episode, say, compared to the last one.
Yeah. Engine start.
And I guess, Nigel, in terms of the CGI team and the technical crew, I guess it was never the twain shall meet for you as the
acting
cast.
We did go and do a tour around at the very beginning, I think, of the facility. And they showed us a lot of the stuff that they were working on.
Yeah.
But no, we didn't really meet the technical team, other than those that came in to work with the director or whatever. So occasionally we'd get one of the other people.
And was the writer ever in attendance?
Not to my knowledge,
no.
No.
Because it was Phil Ford who wrote 20-ish of the 26.
Right.
I think he said he never managed to get to a recording.
Wow.
No.
On energy on Mars.
And unfortunately, he couldn't make it to the recording of House of Dolls. We did ask him.
Yeah.
It was busy that day.
Roger, Mercury. House of Dolls, as we mentioned before, is the story that was written but never recorded for the TV series, which you've now resurrected for the Blu-ray as an audio story. Of course, one of the joys of, again, of being playing an audio character is that you never age. You can come back to that character at any stage in your life, can't you?
It's true, yes.
You were playing an evil teddy bear, weren't you?
I was playing an evil teddy bear, and I was trying to make him not sound too much like Black.
Yeah.
So I did go a bit over the top with it, so just to give it a bit of a difference from Captain Black.
Yeah.
But he was supposed to be a Mysteron, wasn't he? A Mysteron possessed teddy bear.
Yes.
I spent hours agonising over how I should play it.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Not.
We're changing orbit.
What? How?
I mean, some of these shots really stand up well, don't they?
Yes,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, Chris, what was the process for the Blu-ray? I mean, normally we talk about in terms of tidying the picture and removing glitches and...
Yes.
But what was the process for the new Captain Scarlet Blu-ray?
Well, 10 years ago when it was first put out on Blu-ray, they updated the opening and closing titles because that had been the intention when they first made this. They were going to keep updating the titles.
Right.
So when it first came out on Blu-ray, it was presented with an entirely new opening title sequence.
Uh-huh.
And it was only in stereo. Whereas it was recorded, or produced, in 5.1.
Right.
So for the new Blu-ray, we've put the original opening and closing titles back on.
Yeah.
and put the 5.1 soundtrack back on as well.
Right, so right, I see.
First time you can get it with the proper titles in HD with the proper soundtrack.
Gotcha. Nice. Yeah. Diamonds.
But again, it's one of those shows where the elements that have survived, it's all a bit spotty because various things were junked, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah.
This just doesn't add up.
Sad to think of some of your work being junked, isn't it, Nigel?
It is, I'm afraid, yes.
It was that's part of the course, wasn't it?
That's show business.
Yeah, yeah. It's empty chip paper, isn't it?
Well, all of the computers that were used to make this, and therefore all of the character renders,
yeah,
all junked.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Well, it's storage, I suppose, apart from anything else, because
yeah,
computers take up a bit of space.
And yeah.
Hard drives these days are small, but, you know...
So we've got some of the vehicle files, mm-hmm, not all of them, that I think Chris Thompson has used in various projects.
Right.
But, yeah, the characters, they're long gone, which is a shame.
I think I have a printed reference somewhere. I know I've got a disc that David gave me at some point.
Yeah.
I must look it up.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah
let you see it.
Marginally.
Yeah.
You guys must come with a kick-all guarantee.
So, bring us up to speed, Chris. What on earth has been happening while we've been chatting?
Captain Blue and Destiny have gone into space on a space shuttle to, I think they're launching a satellite or something.
Yeah.
But now a naughty terrorist person has seized control of the shuttle and is threatening to crash them into the White House or something if they don't pay up.
Okay, so fair enough.
There's only one man to solve this.
Yes.
Wayne Forrester.
Yes, of course.
No one.
What other guy?
Captain Black.
Oh, he's right here.
Nice animation reaction, yes, there as well. And I really like some of the shots that are coming up here, just in terms of the visuals, the lighting.
Yeah.
The set is great as well. But, I mean, look at that.
Yeah, yeah, that is clever, isn't
yeah
it? Hello.
Oh, yeah.
It's me.
And this is the first time I think Scarlet would have met Black.
I guess if they are crew. Those pictures
actually,
that we just
yeah
saw.
I recognize them. Yeah. They probably are.
Yeah.
I hoped they would send you, Scarlet.
Don't move a muscle.
Ooh. We should join forces. We're both looking for the same person, even if our reasons are at opposite ends of the spectrum.
Oh, ooh. I see what you did there.
But again, that dialogue, if it yeah had been given to the original Captain Black from the puppet show, it would just... Because of the nature of that character,
yeah,
it wouldn't work.
Right, yeah, yes.
But this works brilliantly.
Because yeah they have a relationship, these
yes
two.
Yeah.
That's established.
Yeah. And he's off.
Yeah. Times like this, I'd have quite enjoyed doing that as a live
yes
action.
Exactly. Yes. That's right.
Scarlet to Skybase. Request immediate air support. SIG.
Making off with someone else's helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. It's so well cut, isn't it?
It is.
Although already I've noticed that it does suffer from some of the other, well, issues with New Captain Scarlet in that there's very little traffic on the road.
Yes.
There's no one else around.
Yes. That's something we go into in the documentary.
Right.
The production necessities in presenting
yeah
this world. There's an awful lot of bald people.
Yeah.
Bald extras in New Captain Scarlet because the hair is so
difficult
to
do.
Yeah.
Of course, we're now 25 years down the road.
Yeah.
Or however long it is.
Yeah.
And things are much easier to do now.
Yes.
In those days.
Harmony Angel, yeah, the Captain.
Well, I guess they were confronting these problems for the first time in
yes
those days,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I think Harmony there, for instance, possibly she might have been bald. Because,
right,
again, it's just, let's get the shot done. We've
yeah
got a deadline.
I
and
see
we can't waste time animating
yeah
the hair at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, lots of deserts in New Captain Scarlet.
Yeah.
At least in the beginning.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well,
target
fine
eliminated. That's the end of Nigel Plaskett.
Yeah, Captain Black.
Well, we'll leave it there, shall we?
I'm indestructible.
Of course.
Yes.
He got away, Colonel. I'm sure of it.
There wouldn't necessarily be much left after a direct hit.
He's here somewhere. I can feel it. But where?
Well, for now, Black isn't.
So were they using motion capture at this point?
I guess not.
For most of it, yes. There were some things that motion capture couldn't do.
I couldn't remember whether they were doing it or not.
Yeah.
Oh. That's very good. So that would be at Pinewood, I guess. They'd have a soundstage
yes,
there.
Yes, they had especially Jerry paid for a motion capture studio to be set up there.
Wow.
Bought all the equipment in.
Right. Mm.
There were some things that the animators had to do themselves, like the lip syncing and anything to do with close-ups of hands.
I do seem to remember experimenting with Wayne, experimenting with some kind of rig around his face to do the lip sync as well and to get expressions.
Yeah.
But it was an experiment, I think, rather than used in the series.
Whereas now, that's exactly where you'd go to first for an animation.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you always get this deep when you're in orbit?
Only when some crazy is planning to use me as the wrecking ball from outer space on Pennsylvania Avenue. And I can't do a damn thing about it.
How are you two doing up there?
Hey, Paul. We're fine.
Yeah, we're just kicking back. But I sure hope you're keeping yourself busy.
Don't worry, Adam. I've got some news. The U.S. government has agreed to put up the rents.
Ah, relief.
Oh, yes.
Uncle Sam cares.
It's the biggest, most hugest ransom there's ever been paid.
A place called Prosperity.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Another conveniently abandoned town with no people.
Did I play another character in this as well? Do you know?
Not in this one, I don't think.
No, okay. No. I just seemed to... Perhaps it was another abandoned town.
Yeah.
And I was some kind of hillbilly or something.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Oh, really?
In the swamps. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is this? Who is she?
That's Julia Brahms playing Dr. Kapalski.
Ah, that's Dr. Kapalski.
Yeah, so she's the head of the space agency.
Oh, doesn't she get doubled or something? Does
Ooh.
She get...
Now, are you... Spoilers!
Oh, sorry. No, I didn't say that. You can edit that.
Get into trouble now.
Get out of there.
And I think this diner is reused in a later episode.
Uh-huh.
You see, that's a really bizarre concept, that a CGI... You know, it's just ones and zeros, and if it gets reused, well, where is it in the meantime?
Yeah.
But I think this Dr. Kapalski herself is an extra in another episode.
Right.
It's like with the puppet shows.
Yeah.
They've got a puppet, they need a background character.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Use the puppet that you've got.
Yes.
It's a similar thing.
And she's got short hair, so that it doesn't move too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've planted the money and we're waiting for the...
It's a ghost title.
Aha.
...person to come and collect it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't mind our mom.
Something's gone very wrong.
Now, are they still driving their vehicles backwards like they did in the Captain's Planet?
They don't in the, the new show, no.
Yeah.
I think Jerry probably just got fed up with being asked about that.
So yes. Like,
this time, if they're in a crash, they can take their chances. We're not doing it.
Kapalski.
I see.
She's a naughty lady.
Uh-huh.
A lot of furniture for just one person. Oh, there he is.
Well, I knew that was going to happen.
It's the smile, the smirk on that face.
How did you do that? How did you do the smile, Nigel?
It took me a long time to master it.
It must be quite gratifying to see an episode back and hear your vocal performance matched by the picture.
The animation, that's right.
That kind of
synchronicity
between the the picture and your voice.
Yes, that's true. And I think as you watch the series, it gets better as you go along.
Yes,
somehow.
Yes.
They maybe pick up things that we're saying or how we're saying things.
Yeah.
Access code.
He hypnotized me or something. I couldn't help it. I gave him the code and where I'd hidden my spatial navigation laptop.
Laptop?
That's what's flying the shuttle.
Look into her eyes.
It's a satellite station in the desert. It's hidden on one of the dishes.
Look at the light coming into those windows.
Yes.
Very bright.
No.
So it looks nice, but it also reduces the need to have anything beyond those windows.
Yeah, right. And so there was essentially just the one series then?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Diablo 6, the two was, lots of 13.
Ah, gotcha,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we shot them. We didn't stop in the
yeah.
middle.
Yeah. I'm
not sure how much head start Black has.
Then you might not have much time.
I know. Scarlet out.
Lieutenant, put the Angels on standby. If Scarlet is too late, we'll have to take other measures.
Yes, Colonel. SIG.
Other measures?
Blowing it up.
Yes.
Oh, I knew she was trouble.
Yeah.
And we're off road.
Yes.
I mean, there is a feeling of liberation, isn't there? Because, of course, with all the puppet shows, you could never have a scene like that yeah. that would be, you know, that would work as effectively.
It must have been for Jerry. You know,
yes. Been, finally, they yeah. can strangle each other.
Yeah, they're good. I think there's two shots in the original series where they are someone either gets karate chopped or punched.
Yeah.
The punch is just this amazing slow motion shot.
Right.
These guys are kickboxing each other all day.
Yes.
It's great.
Afraid not.
And when people say, like that IMDb review said, oh, it's debatable whether this or the original is better.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree that is a serious debate.
Yeah,
there are
okay.
I think it's very, I think it's different.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
As they've both got different strengths.
Yeah. yeah. Does one have to be better than the other?
No. I don't think so, no. I just...
And the fact that this is a new show doesn't take anything away from the original. The original is still there to be enjoyed.
No. Yeah.
It's just the look of the 60s series, all of those 60s series, were so brilliant.
Yeah, there's an aesthetic to them, isn't there?
There is, that
yeah.
you can't get with animation.
True,
On
that's
the other
true.
Hand, there are things you can get with the animation you couldn't get then, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
And I think this stands the test of time. I mean, it doesn't feel... I know there are, you know, some of the earlier episodes when the tech is kind of settling in.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel particularly dated to me.
No.
And I think that's because the storytelling and the cutting and the characters are so good and so tight.
Yeah.
But as Nigel said and as others have said, if you look at one of the later episodes and compare it to an early episode, you do see an evolution in
there is, definitely.
The animation and so forth.
I seem to remember we did the first two episodes well in advance of the others.
Ah,
and
okay.
So, because they were done as a sort of pilot, I think.
Yeah.
And so but even by the time they got to the... Episode 3, you know, whichever one we recorded in the third, they'd already advanced. You know?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Also, they ploughed a lot of money into those first two episodes, so, you know, I think to make it look the best possible.
Of course.
So he's got the laptop to control the shuttle.
He's behind you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's time for one of those fights.
Yes, this is Wayne and me.
Yep.
Standing around going, ooh.
Great.
Oh, I got knocked out quite quickly there. Not for long.
Mm-hmm. Never for long. Up and at 'em.
Oh.
There.
As it said on the subtitles, arg.
Yes, that's right.
And yet his hat still remains gorgeous.
I have target lock and recognition.
Yeah, I think she's bald there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still very definitely the sort of the Anderson thread running through this, different as it might be to anything that's come before.
Yeah,
it's still recognisably,
I think,
a Jerry Anderson show. Isn't
it?
And it's wonderfully, it's got the teeth that the original series has. You know, anyone can be killed at any moment.
Yeah,
and as we saw, Dr. Kapowski gets thrown off a cliff.
Yes.
which I don't think you could get away with in kids' TV, certainly not today, and probably not even 5 years after this went out.
Saturday morning TV.
Yeah. So it's things like that that make me think, in that sense, it's a good thing that ITV wasn't paying too much attention to what's in this show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shoot Mercury down.
Sorry.
Well, it was nice knowing you, Destiny.
You too, Adam.
No!
I've got control back!
Mercury to Skybase, we have control of the shuttle.
I repeat, we have control.
Harmony, missile self-destruct.
SRG.
Just in time.
Must have been hit by the shockwave.
And it's broken again.
We're out of it.
Yes.
We're going to crash.
Re-engage the angels.
Negative. You're too close to the city. Destiny, it's up to you.
Fire the front landing jets.
Do what?
Now!
Oh, great. I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Very satisfying.
I love this shot as well. It's a gorgeous model.
And now this is Crispin Morel doing all the music.
Yeah. And he's also done the music for House of Dolls for us as well.
Great.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Where is he?
I have a feeling he'll live to fight another day.
It's time, comrade.
Well, live is a kind of...
Yes.
Yeah. In the loosest possible sense.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what a pleasure to watch new Captain Scarlet with Captain Black himself. Black,
and we survived. Yeah.
Well, so far.
Did. Yes, you've got to get out of the building now.
Nice to take a trip down memory lane.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was indeed. Yeah.
And Chris, where can we find new Captain Scarlet?
Well, it just so happens that there is a new Blu-ray set coming out soon. If you can't stretch to that, it's available on Amazon Prime, ITVX.
Great.
DVD.
Wonderful.
VHS.
Yeah. So do check out New Captain Scarlet. If you're new to the series, let us know at podcast@jerryanson.com and tell us what you think. But in the meantime, Nigel Plaskett, what a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you again.
Yeah, and again.
Five, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's get started. Let's go!
Spectrum is green.